Shalom, אנחנו נפתח את השיעור.
Hello, we will open today's lesson with Rabash's article concerning above reason. The first part of the article, it appears in the writings of Rabash in full. You can find it on our archive, kabbalah.info, kabbalahmedia.info.
Lately, we're talking all the time, we're talking about the importance of faith above reason. Since this is the spiritual degree that we have to erect a range above our level called reason. Reason is called logic, desire, the human intellect upon which we operate, according to what we talk about when we say one cannot judge but what his eye sees, according to one's five senses. That's called my reason. It's called reason. And a higher degree, which is not me controlling my senses, my intellect, but rather the Creator controls only, not me at all. This degree above me is that there's none else besides Him. He is good that does good and is called the degree of faith, which I can belong to under the condition that I believe. What does it mean that I believe? That I acquire the quality of bestowal. I acquire the quality of bina and rise above myself and say that really they have eyes but see not, they have ears but hear not. Rather, I accept that the Creator is in control. He is the ruler. And as much as I will be able to decide to myself that really in all of reality only the Creator operates, that defines my spiritual degree, meaning in faith above reason. That's why all our work from here to the end of correction is how to acquire more and more the degree of faith above reason. There are 125 degrees, each dividing into more, but let's say all together 125 degrees, which we need to pace upon, rise in, as each time the force of bestowal on us, called faith, will be greater in contradiction to the force of perception in us, called reason, dat. So let's see what my teacher and guide Rabash writes about this.
Right, so the first part from the article concerning above reason. Concerning above reason, we should use this tool both between friends and between an individual and the Creator. However, there is a difference between them. Between an individual and the Creator, this tool must remain forever. In other words, one must never underestimate this tool called faith above reason. But between friends,
why? Because we don't understand Him, we don't feel Him. We are constantly going to acquire Him from zero, from not knowing, from not feeling to knowing and feeling it could be. That is, from lack of consciousness to being aware and conscious. Meaning I need to accept the control of the Creator which dwells in the whole world, in my world, in a complete, absolute way. That's called faith. That is, I am in feeling, in knowledge, that as much as I'm capable, the Creator is the only one ruling my entire world. And this is above nature, above reason. However,
but between friends, if he can see that his friend's virtue, if he can see his friend's virtue within reason, it is all the better. And yet, the nature of the body is to the contrary. It always sees his friend's fault and not his virtues. This is why our sages said, quote, judge every person favorably, end quote. In other words, although within reason you see that your friend is wrong, you should still try to judge him favorably. And this can be above reason. Although logically he cannot justify him, above reason he can justify him nonetheless. However, if he can justify him within reason, this is certainly better.
This is talking relative to a friend, yeah?
If, for example, he sees that the friends are at a higher degree than his own, he sees with reason how he is in utter lowliness compared to his friends. All the friends keep the schedule of arriving at the seminary and take greater interest in all that is happening among the friends, so as to help anyone in any way they can, and immediately implement every advice for the work from the teachers in actual fact, etc., it certainly affects him and gives him strength to overcome his laziness, both when he needs to wake up before dawn and when he is awakened. Also, during the lesson, his body is more interested in the lessons, since otherwise he will lag behind his friends. Also, with anything that concerns Kedusha, holiness, he must take it more seriously, because the body cannot tolerate lowliness. Moreover yet, when his body looks at the friends, it sees within reason that they are all working for the Creator. And then his body, too, lets him work for the Creator. And the reason why the body helps him shift to in order to bestow is, as mentioned, the body is unwilling to tolerate lowliness. Instead, everybody has pride, and he is unwilling to accept a situation where his friend is greater than him. Thus, when he sees that his friends are at a higher level than his own, this causes him to ascend in every way. This is the meaning of what our sages said, quote, counters envy, increases wisdom, end quote. In other words, when all the friends look at the society as being at a high level, both in thoughts and in actions, it is natural that each and everyone must raise his degree to a higher level than he has by the qualities of his own body. This means that even if innately he has no craving for great desires or is not intensely attracted to honor, still, through envy, he can acquire additional powers that he doesn't have in his own nature. Instead, the force of the quality of envy in him has created new powers within him, which exist in the society. And through them, he has received those new qualities, meaning powers that were not instilled in him by his progenitors. Thus, now he has new qualities that the society begat in him. It follows that a person has qualities that the parents bequeath to their children, and he has qualities that he acquired from the society, which is a new possession. And this comes to him only through bonding with the society and the envy that he feels towards the friends when he sees that they have better qualities than his own. This motivates him to acquire their good qualities, which he doesn't have, and of which he is jealous. Thus, through the society, he gains new qualities that he adopts by seeing that they are at a higher degree than his own, and he is envious of them. This is the reason why now he can be greater than when he didn't have a society, since he acquires new powers through the society.
Meaning there needs to be a society. I need to envy them, because through this envy and to the extent in which I envy them, I develop in me the ability to rise to their degree. And that's how it is. Even if I didn't study and I didn't do anything, if I know how to use the envy correctly, through this envy, I draw the upper light, and it raises me to the degree of the friends. It's a wonder. But look at how this happens. Where do you think our children, which are born, when they're born, within, when they grow up, they acquire everything we have and even pass us, become even wiser, understanding more in the matters of this world and everything. Where does that come from? It only comes since they envy and look at us and want to do like us. That's the education of apes, where a child sees what the adults are doing, he sees and he wants to copy too. And then from this, he gets envy. And this is called the envy of authors shall make great wisdom come out. They become even smarter than us by doing so. Hence, the fact that we're looking at others, at the friends, and see that they're greater than us, by that it is certain that we will grow. Now comes the question. What society do I need to have? The greater the society of people that will be in my eyes as great as possible, and I will see myself relative to them as the smallest, then for sure I will advance. And not that I will advance with my intellect alone. I will advance in my qualities as well. In my qualities, which I don't have. But I'm looking at them and they have it. Out of the envy, I will have. Is that clear? Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав. За каждым товарищем стоит творец. И каждое слово...
Hello, Rav. The Creator stands behind each friend. Every action, every word said by the friend, that influences me. So who should I be envious of?
Творцу вы не можете завидовать. Вы не можете быть на месте Творца. Такой зависти у вас нет. У вас есть зависть... получить его... Ой, я с вами на русском говорю.
Рав, это берусит.
Кен-кен. Ата ло яхоль леканот...
You cannot envy the Creator. Because you can only envy that which you're capable. Therefore, you can say that way, that I'm envious if I was in his place, but it's not realistic. It's just words. Whereas in a friend, you have actual envy, because he's like me, and all of a sudden he is more than me. And in what is he more than me? Here I can count what he's more, and I can depict myself to what extent I can be like him. This is why the envy helps here, since from the extent in which I envy, I invite upon myself from the Creator the force that cares for me, and that force becomes new qualities for me, spiritual ones. This is how I advance. Hence the envy of authors will increase wisdom. And the more we use this envy, we become wiser.
Romania.
Good morning, Rav. I have to be only small, or also I have to be equal and greater than the friends, to also help the friends to grow.
You need to be both small, equal, and great. Not all at once, but in different times. Peter 3. They don't have a question? Okay, so we have PT 19.
Shalom Rav, Sheila. Ech lishtamesh nachon?
Hello, I have a question. How to properly use envy so that it doesn't become something negative, as it is naturally? I see a great friend, so my will to receive wants to erase that. It's like a fire.
So that's not beneficial envy, that's destructive envy. Constructive envy is where you see that he's great and you want to be even more than him, but not that you want to diminish him or make him do something to him by this. You want by him to grow towards the Creator.
So how do I do that? How do I use envy correctly?
Simply feel that way and think that way. That's already prayer.
Good morning, Av. As it's written in the article, envy is the greatest motivator. If I don't feel envy, I feel happiness, pride, I'm proud of my friends. No envy. What does that mean? That spirituality is not important enough for me?
If you don't envy the friends, you don't consider them as great. You consider them as friends. But not as great ones. Ones who are greater than you. There must be more envy here. You have to see them as great. You need to picture a depiction in which they are truly great and then envy.
PT 29.
Can it be said that the useful envy can exist only if there is the greatness of the friends and also the greatness of the goal?
The greatness of the goal, the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the friends, the greatness of those who are outside of me brings me to the goal. That's good envy. PT 25.
No, David.
Good morning. How can a friend who's been on the path for many years, how can he develop envy? He feels that he knows better, that he's been longer on the path, he's closer to the love perhaps, and so on. How can such a friend generate envy towards his friends in the ten?
That completely has absolutely nothing to do with the how long you've been here. Like Rabbi Yossi ben Gizma. Has nothing to do with that. I need to develop envy, and I can develop envy towards each and everyone. Why? Because each and everyone has a root of his own soul. His own root of the soul. And if I look at him, I see that he is unique. That he is closer to the Creator. I'm not looking at the fact that he's closer to the Creator in comparison to me. But rather, he, from his point, is certainly closer to the Creator than I am. Because I have no point of his. Therefore, I have the foundation to envy any person. Is that clear?
So the envy is not about what one can see with his eyes. It's because of the root of the soul of the friend.
Yes, it's a fundamental envy.
Is it something that the light allows us to feel ultimately, or is it something that we by ourselves can?
No. That's the light that's in a friend that can never be in me. Is the foundation that I will envy him. When will I be able to come to a state in which that envy will become connection and love at the end of correction, where we all connect to one Kli? But until then, I look at him. He has what I don't have, and in truth, I won't be able to have it only at the end of correction in connection with him. That's why we have room to advance without any problems.
Thank you.
PT 27.
We heard from Rav that a person should envy the root of the soul of the friend. So envy, is that an active action? Does a person need to actually look for the virtues of the friend, to look for things in the friend to envy?
Yes, we need to do that. But towards the root of the soul, I just answered David from PT 25 that I have what to envy in any person, even the very new beginner on the path, like Rabbi Yossi ben Gizma did. Chavirim.
Слышно?
Ну.
Доброе утро. У меня тоже вот вопрос по поводу зависти. Вот в материальном.
Also a question about envy.
Позавидовать человеку, когда он там купил машину или еще что-то.
In the corporeal sense, well, that's clear. You can envy a person, he got a new car or something. But in spirituality, what can you actually envy?
I answered that question. In spirituality, we can envy even the smallest ones, like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Moreover, in those that are equal to us, the great ones, there is room for envy always. We just need to open our attention, and you'll see how much the others are closer to the Creator than you are. They're more connected between themselves. And you are seemingly outside of their circle. And that truly eats you. And you don't know what to do. And it seems to you that they're already talking between them how to throw you out. Because how could they possibly be with you together with a person that shows himself in such a horrible way, who doesn't want to connect with anyone? Because they're disclosing what it seems to you that they're disclosing how much you, with your heart, don't want connection. And really, in your heart, you don't want connection. And they're revealing it, and it seems to you as they're revealing it to you. And from time to time, they will come to you and they'll say, you know what, leave us. You're not one of us. And that's how sometimes it can truly be. Because the Creator plays with us in all kinds of ways.
Ну, скажем так, это такой отрицательный пример. А можно какой-то положительный пример услышать?
So that's a negative example, seemingly. Can I get a positive example, maybe?
It could only come from a person investing forces in order to envy friends, to discover them as much greater than him, and to understand that it comes from the Creator, and that the Creator wants positively and not negatively to draw him in. And then he thanks the Creator and prays for the friends, as there are such friends that the Creator arranged, and arranged them this way for him. Then he's satisfied with the Creator, the friends, and even from himself for deciphering correctly this standing and implementing it, realizing it.
Mark Free.
Покажите. Здравствуйте, Раф. В чем разница между завистью и стыдом?
Hello, Rav. What is the difference between envy and shame?
Shame. The difference between shame and... In Hebrew, it's truly like almost like the same thing. Shame. We talk about here is relative to friends, where I feel myself measuring myself relative to the friends. And there's shame for myself, towards my qualities, towards my actions that I did. Let's say I did something, then I'm ashamed. That's shame towards myself. And another time I see myself towards the friends, relative to the friends, and I see to the extent in which I am lowly, degraded, a liar, not investing like them, and that's already different envy. That's envy towards me, or towards either towards my qualities or towards the friends. Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. I try to see the friends as great, to envy them. And this attests to the fact that, well, nobody in the 10 is holding me back. I can achieve the end of correction regardless of the state of the friends.
I must be in a certain 10, and with it specifically, I need to advance. I need with them to come to connections of love. And this comes from our connection in the degrees of this world and then in spiritual degrees.
Florida.
Yes, thank you, Rev. I don't want this to sound philosophical, but if there's none else besides him and all of the reality that I see is a higher level than me, so can I look at it this way? I'm envious of the reality that I see, including the friends.
Try. As long as you envy. Because envy is a force of advancement.
Макту.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Как захотеть объединиться сердцем?
Hello, Raf. How to want to connect in the heart?
Simply think about it all the time and see the extent in which you don't have it and how much is written about it, and that without it, you can't, without connection, you can't come closer to the Creator, since every step forward is considered being more connected, tighter to one another. And therefore, connection is advancement. More connection, more advancement. Only in such a way. Until we are all coming to the greatest degree of separation, to the one point where we are connected.
Belarus.
Рав, скажите, почему оправдать товарища умом предпочтительнее?
Tell me, why is it better to justify the friend within reason? And if I don't succeed, then faith above reason.
Justifying a friend in our intellect is what we need, because towards the friends, only the intellect works. Faith is towards the Creator, the intellect towards the friends. Hebrew 10.
Shalom, Rav. Amarta she'ani kodem tzrich la'alot kol chaver.
Hello, Rav. You said that first I have to elevate each friend to see him as great, and then I can be envious. So what comes next after the envy? Do I clothe in their qualities?
After envy, you come to the degree of knowledge, and then envy and knowledge and envy and knowledge. Envy needs to constantly be felt as it is either in a potential force or in an actual force.
Mark Free. Mark Free.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Как помочь товарищу?
Hello, Rav. How to help a friend who feels degraded, lowered, inferior, and he can only hear, he only sees himself as being lowered?
Give him as many as possible positive examples. That what you do, and if it feels to you that way, like he's feeling that way, what do you do to give him an example? PT
18. A person is born with inborn qualities. Sometimes they're bad qualities. Can the positive qualities he gets from the society compensate for the bad inherent qualities he has?
Well, let's say so.
Latin 5.
Latin 5.
Yes, buenos días. Las cualidades del amigo que yo envidio son para despertar las
good day. The qualities of the friends which I envy is that in order to awaken my own qualities, or is it with respect to the qualities in me which are envious of the friend?
It's only your qualities relative to the friend, because you need to reach connection. The whole purpose of creation is for us all to unite completely.
Florida, Florida,
Florida already was.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Yes, Rav, regarding envying the root of the soul of the friend, that's unclear, because the more you see how special the friend is, how unique he is, a person feels that he has nothing to be envious of that. He's red, you're green, why should green envy red?
Nevertheless, he is towards the Creator in a degree, in a scrutiny and force and understanding and feeling more than me. So there's room for envy. The envy of authors will increase wisdom. It's a kli. Envy is a kli. As I, with my will to receive, envy seemingly his will to receive until I come to seemingly to his place.
The
this is an immense force, envy. It's worse than love.
Yes, I'm not talking about the engine. Clearly, it's a tremendous power, but how can you envy the uniqueness of a friend? It's what he is, it's not what you are.
Yeah, but it won't help you. Nevertheless, his point is his point. But if he, from his point, is closer to the Creator, and the Creator relates to him this way, then you're done. It won't help you. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to help one another. Certainly, we are all different, each from his point. So it's as if I have no possibility to envy the other because I'm not in his place. That's correct. But the fact that I and him emerged in disconnection for the Creator, and he all of a sudden is in connection, and I'm not. I am envy, not the measure of his connection that I can't feel, but I'm envy that he is in connection.
Posso dire che raggiungere l'amore per l'amico che invidio è il mio prossimo livello?
Can it be said that reaching love towards the friends I envy, can it be said that that's not my next degree?
Repeat, please.
Repeat, please.
È corretto dire che raggiungere l'amore per l'amico che invidio è
il... Is it correct to say that reaching love towards the friend I envy, that would be my next degree?
No, but by that you rise to your next degree. We need to understand that envy is the means to rise from one degree to another. Each time, the means to rise from one degree to another degree to another degree to another degree. That's how it is. It's only by envy. That's why it's called the envy of authors shall increase wisdom. It's authors are, they're sofrim in Hebrew, they count. They're counting where they are. So they're advancing in the ladder of wisdom, of Chochmah. There's the upper light, is the light of Chochmah. And when they overcome the envy, they receive it. They do it with the light of Chassadim. Tel Aviv 2. For there to be a connection, he is supposed to, on his behalf, to envy me too, and then the connection occurs?
No, that's not mandatory for him to envy you as well. Why are you asking? Why is it important for me? What's important to me is how I advance. I can advance by being envious, or I may advance by giving others reason to envy me. That's also possible.
I thought saying that the two desires need to work simultaneously, him in my direction and I in his direction, and then they meet.
No, it doesn't have to be simultaneous.
To try to scrutinize this point of unification, let's say there's a friend. Does it help to depict that because he is a unique point, he's in a very special connection with the Creator that I don't have, and now I also want to have that kind of connection. I want to incorporate him. I want to swallow his connection with the Creator into my kli. Is that the right way to look at this?
It's possible. Try it. Yes.
Good morning, teacher. Teacher, I just wanted to ask if there's some kind of advice how to strengthen the matter of love will cover all crimes with me and with my friends, so I don't disregard bad things that are revealed, disputes, and make them into good things.
You mustn't think that this comes from the friend. It all comes from the Creator, and you're not seeing the friend. You're seeing whatever image the Creator projects to you. And so this is how you need to see everyone. This is a picture that the Creator draws. And how to see this picture? Well, everyone are completely righteous. You are envious of them all, and you ask the Creator to be like them, and so on and so forth.
It's clear. The fact that it comes from the Creator, yes, just not to cancel them, but to rejoice, to bless for this.
Of course, to bless. If you remember that this comes from the Creator, then you're in connection with Him, you're advancing. Immediately there, you have a point of connection with the Creator, and so immediately you have a point of joy that you can develop. Petach Tikva 32.
If instinctively you feel that it's being turned off, the body doesn't want to envy, and you can always justify the fact that you don't envy. Your friends are great. Okay, so I'm not envious. I actually want for their benefit. How do I end it then?
Look for ways to be envious.
Are there ways in the ten to strengthen one another and the matter of envy so it will be alive?
Yes, talk about it. Like this, talk to a friend, tell him, talk about a third friend, and say, look how advanced he is, how much he understands. Do that. Counters envy, increases wisdom, as it is written, you must develop it.
United with Jeffrey.
Rav, доброе утро.
Good morning, Rav. I heard what you said. That.
So, turn off your speakers. Turn off your speakers. There's feedback. No, it's impossible this way. Enough. Latin 6.
Hola, Rav.
Hola.
Hello, Rav. Relative to envy.
A otra decena.
Could there be envy between 110 and another?
I don't think that the 10 should be concerned about the spiritual work of another 10. Are we doing it more? Are they? Not yet. It's not worthwhile for the time being to engage in that. It will confuse us. Mark.
Good morning, Rav. Person has desires. From the group, he receives a stronger desire for honor. What is this desire that he acquires from the group? Which doesn't come to him from nature. Is it something that's opposite to him?
That's a complex question. What qualities, what desires do I receive from the ten? It could be that I'm envious of something in specific, and I receive completely different desires from the ten. It's unrelated. The main thing is the power of envy. It's the power for advancement. And how it manifests in me, that's not my problem. I'm propelling myself forward. And what it actually is that propels me forward, what particular qualities and these qualities awaken upon these qualities, and so on. That I cannot discuss with you now. This is a matter of particular sfirot, the combination of sfirot. It's as we counted in the count of the Omer, Sfirat HaOmer, for having corrected the Sfira of Chesed in Netzach, in that, in this, it's not the time. When the time comes, we will speak about it. Right, we only have Tel Aviv 2.
When I look at each and every friend and discover how special he is, and under the patronage of the Creator, the more this develops, I have this observation that it works this way, that maybe I'm also special and I have a special connection with the Creator that no one else has. How am I supposed to scrutinize that point of observation that is being clarified in me?
You scrutinizing your relationships with the others, you wanting to absorb all their qualities and the upper light that will come to you through them, well, that altogether means that you're building yourself up, because it's you who are ultimately, you're ultimately an outcome of the upper light that passed through all the friends and shines upon your own particular point, which is the point of Malchut. Odessa.
I know that there's no else besides him.
Together with the envy, can't there be a complaint to the Creator for the injustice that he's giving, the Creator's giving to one more and to another less?
I don't think so. Look, when I want to rise through the envy I feel towards the friends, I don't feel, I don't care if one is higher than the other. It doesn't matter. I need to envy, simply. I need to see envy as a positive force, where if I don't have this envy, then that's a great problem. I might be feeling that I myself am righteous, that I am complete, and that's not good. That is not good. All right, so we have already gone through all the questions, I believe. Let's continue. What do we have?
We have, first of all, we'll sing a song, and then we have the possibility of faith above reason, and so let's sing a song. Please.
Your soul, this is a message from above.